February 9th, 2021, public hearing for 2020 CDB grant at 6:45, and a public hearing at 6:55 for 2021 CDB grant, and then a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Loud and clear.
Okay.
Excellent.
Are you ready?
Are you all set?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the first of two public hearings for this evening. The first one is scheduled for 6:45, and it's a public hearing on the 2020 Community Development Block Grant. This is something that we have been working to with our town engineer to move forward with the possibility of an application for such funding. And as I indicated, this is the first of two public hearings, and this one is specifically on the 2020 program year. So I'd like to ask the clerk to read the hearing of public notice. Public notice of hearing.
Town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York, public notice. The Town of Moreau will hold a public hearing on February 9th, 2021 at 6:45 p.m. at Town Hall for the purpose of hearing public comments on the Town of Moreau's community development needs and to discuss the possible submission of one or more community development block grant applications for the 2020 program year. The CDBG program is administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal and will make funding available to eligible local governments for the 2020 program year for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities with the principal purpose of benefiting low, moderate income persons. The hearing will provide further information about the CDBG program and will allow for citizen participation in the development of any proposed grant applications and or to provide technical assistance to develop alternate proposals. Comments on the CDBG program or proposed projects will be received at this time. The hearing is being conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, subpart I of the CFR and in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended. Assistance under the Community Development Block Grant Program must meet one of three national objectives: benefit to low and moderate income persons, elimination of slums and blight, or urgent needs affecting the health and safety of the community. No less than 70% of grant funds must be used for activities benefiting low and moderate income persons, and the benefit area must contain at least 51% low and moderate income residents. All interested residents, including minority, women, disabled, and disadvantaged persons, are strongly encouraged to attend this public hearing. Due to public health and safety concerns and in accordance with the Governor's Executive Order 202 and all extensions and continuations, the public will not be permitted to attend at the remote locations where board members or department heads or staff will be situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. The video conference is available as follows: https://us02web.zoom.us/j/811790575650. To dial in, please call 1-929-205-6099 with meeting code 811-790-57560. The link will also be on the town's website at www.townofmoreau.org. If special accommodations are needed for persons with disabilities, those with hearing impairments, or those in need of translation from English, those individuals should contact the town clerk, Leanne McCabe, at Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, or 518-792-1030 at least 1 week in advance of the hearing date to allow for necessary arrangements. Written comments may also be submitted to the town clerk, Leanne McCabe, at the Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, 12828, until February 9th, 2021 at 4 p.m., dated January 27th, 2021.
Thank you, Leanne. And just for the record, I'd like to confirm that the actual notice was placed in the Post Star. We have it on our website, and we've also posted it on the door of the town hall. Is that correct?
Correct.
Good. All right, with that, I would like to open it up to the public. If there's any member of the public that would like to comment, please raise your hand. If you're on a smartphone or a visitor with a microphone, please click the raise hand button on the control bar of the Zoom window. If you are listening by phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand. And so the public hearing is now open to the public. And we have anybody waiting to do?
Nobody has raised their hand. We have three attendees. As long as raising their hand.
And we have our next public hearing scheduled for 6:55, so we'll leave this hearing open until that time. And again, just for the public's benefit, we're in the middle of the first public hearing of the evening, and this is in relation to the 2020 Community Development Block Grant Program. And if there's any member of the public that would like to comment, please raise your hand. If you're on a smartphone or a computer, the microphone, please click the raise hand button on the control bar of the Zoom window. If you are listening by phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand. And we will accept your comments. The counselor is waiting at the door.
Front door? Side?
Inside. Which door do you have now?
Arch down.
Okay. So, Hearing no comment from any members of the public, I'd like the record to reflect that we received no written or verbal comments for the public hearing on the 2220 Development Block Grant. And at this time, if there is no objection, I'd like to close the public hearing on that topic.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public hearing is closed. You know?
Nope.
All right. Now it is 6:55, and this is the second of the public hearings for the evening. This particular public hearing is on the Community Development Block Grant for the program year 2021, and ask the clerk to read the public notice for the record.
Town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York, public notice. The Town of Moreau will hold a public hearing on February 9th, 2021 at 6:55 p.m. at Town Hall for the purpose of hearing public comments on the Town of Moreau's community development needs and to discuss the possible submission of one or more community development block grant applications for the 2021 program year. The CDBG program is administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal and will make funding available to eligible local governments for the 2021 program year for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities with the principal purpose of benefiting low to moderate income persons. The hearing will provide further information about the CDBG program and will allow for citizen participation in the development of any proposed grant applications and or to provide technical assistance to develop alternate proposals. Comments on the CDBG program or proposed projects will be received at this time. The hearing is being conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, Subpart 1 of the CFR, and in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended. Assistance under the Community Development Block Grant Program must meet one of three national objectives: benefit to low and moderate income persons, elimination of slums and blight or urgent needs affecting the health and safety of the community. No less than 70% of grant funds must be used for activities benefiting low and moderate income persons, and the benefit area must contain at least 51% low and moderate income residents. All interested residents, including minority, women, disabled, and disadvantaged persons, are strongly encouraged to attend this public hearing. Due to public health and safety concerns and in accordance with the Governor's Executive Order 202 and all extensions and continuations, the public will not be permitted to attend at the remote locations where board members or department heads or staff will be situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. The video conference is available as follows: https://us02web.zoom.us/j/811790-57560. To dial in, please call 1-929-205-6099 with meeting code 811-790-57560. The link will also be on the town's website at www.townofmoreau.org. If special accommodations are needed for persons with disabilities, those with hearing impairments, or those in need of translation from English, those individuals should contact the town clerk, Leanne McCabe, at Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, or 518-792-1030 at least 1 week in advance of the hearing date to allow for necessary arrangements. Written comments may also be submitted to the town clerk, Leanne McCabe, at the Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, 12828, until February 9th, 2021 at 4 p.m., dated January 27th, 2021.
Thank you, Leanne. And can you confirm for the record that this notice was placed in the Post-Star? It's also presently on the town's website and posted on the door of the town hall?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. And have you received any written comment today?
I have not.
Okay, so I'd like to officially open the public hearing to public comment, as we did in the previous public hearing this evening. If you'd like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. If you are on a smartphone or a computer with a microphone, please click the raise hand button on the control bar of the Zoom window. If you are listening by phone, please dial star 9 to raise your hand. And we will accept any verbal comments at this time. Scheduled for the regular town board meeting portion at 7 p.m. But I would like to ensure that we have at least 5 minutes opportunity for public comment, so we will give a little bit more time with the regular meeting to follow shortly. Second public hearing this evening in relation to the 2021 program here for the Community Development Block Grant Program. And if anybody would like to comment publicly, please raise your hand. If you're on a smartphone or a computer with a microphone, please click the raise hand button on the control bar of the Zoom window. If you are listening by phone, you can also dial star 9 to raise your hand. And we'll do another 30 seconds and then we'll close the public hearing. Okay, I'd like the record to reflect that we received no public comments on the 2021 Community Development Block Grant Program. And without objection, I'd like to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The public hearing is now closed, so thank you for that. You all set for the regular meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting for the town of Moreau for February 9th, 2021, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And would everyone please rise for a minute?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you everyone. First order of business is that, just for the record, we are operating under the most recent governor's executive order, which was issued on January 27th, and it is Executive Order 202.92. That essentially extends the ability for municipalities to be in compliance with the open meeting law through February 26th, 2021. And that's how we're able to do this meeting via Zoom. Don, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So you've heard that we closed the previous two meetings that are both public hearing. We do have listed as item 6 on the agenda RFPs for the Community Development Block Grant Program for 2020. I don't think it's necessary that you have to stay on, but it's totally up to you. If you'd like to, if you have nothing better to do this evening, you'd like to watch us do the people's business in the town of Monroe, I'm okay with that as well.
I appreciate that. I'm traveling through the mountains, so we'll probably lose you anyway, so I'll duck out. Thank you for inviting me, and have a great night.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate the time, Don.
Good night, Don. Thanks, Don. Good travels.
Our pleasure.
All right, so item one on the agenda is approval of minutes. We actually have one, two, three, four sets. The first one, all from January 26, 2021. The first one is a public hearing on the Monroe Emergency Squad contract. We also did a public hearing on the South and Wells Fire Company contract. We had an audit meeting that date, and it was also a regular town board meeting. Any changes or comments on those minutes?
No.
If not, would someone like to move them for adoption?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from January 26th, public hearing, Monroe Emergency Squad contract, January 26th, 2021. Public hearing, South and Falls Fire Company contract, January 26, 2021, audit meetings, and January 26, 2021, regular town board meeting.
Moved by Council Member Noonan.
Second.
Seconded by Council Member Hogan. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? They're approved. Yes. And two I have is set future meetings and workshops. I don't have any at this time. Any board members have any that they'd like to schedule? All right, item three. As has been customary for nearly a year, let's provide a brief update on COVID-19. And at the state level, as of today, the 7-day average positivity rate has dropped to 4.38%. Number of patients that are currently hospitalized statewide is at 7,875. 1,412 patients are in the intensive care unit, with 971 of them intubated. And the statewide positivity rate is currently at 5.12%. Unfortunately, there's been 138 COVID deaths that occurred yesterday statewide. A little bit closer to home here in Saratoga County, there have been a total number of 11,109 confirmed cases. Number of deaths is at 132 for the county. Number of individuals that have recovered is currently 7,437. And presently there's 49 individuals that are hospitalized as of today. Here in town in Monroe, total number of confirmed cases presently stands at 491. Number of deaths is at 11. Presently, there's 202 active cases, and the number of residents that have recovered is 278. In the village of South Bend Falls, there's a total number of 134 confirmed cases. There have been zero deaths. There's presently 50 active cases, and the number of residents that have recovered is at 84. The good news is that the 7-day rolling average positivity rate is for Saratoga County is at 3%. And total number of cases tested, total number of individuals tested in the county is at 314,214. The residents to date in isolation or quarantine, that number is now over 25,000 at 25,315. And presently, there are 3,807 individuals that are in quarantine. Just to put things in perspective, as chairman of the board, I've made it my priority, the county's priority, to have Saratoga County be the first county in the state to get all of its residents vaccinated. As of yesterday, 26,371 individuals in the county, or 11.5%, have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And as a follow-up, another 10,805, or 4.7% of the county's residents, have received the second dose. So we're slowly, you know, our public health department's doing a fantastic job. Most recently, public health has been working with BOCES to train the school nurses to administer the vaccines to staff and employees, and most recently they had a pod last week down in town vote, which was very successful. So we're moving in that direction. The only limiting factor is vaccine availability, and you know, if we can get access to the vaccine, we can get up there in no time at all. So once the production ramps up, hopefully our numbers will start picking up at a greater pace. So good news there. Item 4 on the agenda this evening is sale of 61 Hudson Street. As the board is aware, and has authorized me to work on board members' behalf, we came to an agreement for the sale of the old town hall at 61 Hudson Street. And the contract, the real estate contract, is in the amount of $159,000. And all I need is the board to accept that figure. I think I already had authorization to sign the contract, so I just wanted to report that to the board. I guess we don't have to take any further action on that at this time right now.
Unless you want to have that resolution of the board authorizing the signed contract.
All right, that's fine. So I can't remember if we did it before or not, but if we did not, just to be sure, I'd entertain a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the contract for sale of real estate for the sale of 59 through 61 Hudson Street with a sale price of $159,000.
Also moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 5, I have listed as sewer district number 1, extension 5. This is a resolution. I think the clerk also has a copy of the verbiage. And this is basically the town engineer requesting that the town board authorize the town clerk to work in conjunction with our project engineer, which is the LaBerge Group, to set a bid opening date and advertise the Monroe Sewer District 1 Extension 5 project for a public bidding. And as part of that resolution, that the bid opening date shall be set and advertised set only after review and legal approval of the contract documents by the attorney for the town. So this basically gives the clerk the authority to work with our project engineer to come up with that date and set it so that we get these bid documents out.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Do we need to do any more on that, or are we good for now?
Okay.
Item 6, this is the, as we announced earlier, conducted the public hearing on the Community Development Block Grant for the program year 2020. We don't need a resolution on it, but I guess we can do it just for good measure. Basically saying that we'll do RFPs for application to that program. Should we do a resolution on that now? I know Carla provided one.
Yes.
All right. So I'd entertain a motion to request proposals for program year 2020 in the New York State CDBG grant administration and program delivery services. Be resolved that the town board authorize the preparation and communication of a request for proposals for program year 2020 for the NYS CDBG grant administration program delivery services, and be it further resolved that the supervisor is authorized to sign documents related to the RFP, and be it further resolved that the town clerk will take any and all administrative action to issue the RFP and collect responses thereto for review approved by the town board.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the annual Turtle County Recycling Agreement. There's four different townships or cities in Saratoga County that several years ago was determined that the county would have shared sites for recycling services. The way the county set them up at that time was to strategically place them around the county so no particular resident in any municipality had to go very far to do that. What we need to do is authorize the supervisor to sign the intermunicipal agreement that the county has provided, and we receive $35,000 for that service. Let me run it down here. We're very fortunate that Tom Moreau is one of the municipalities that's elected because it's right here in our backyard, versus having our residents go a little bit further. So my recommendation would be to authorize the supervisor to sign the intermunicipal agreement. It's the same that has been in the past. I know the council has reviewed it. I think moving forward, I'm going to get this added to the organizational meeting as one of those contracts that supervisor has already assigned at that time, just to streamline the process.
Can I just put a question? On the top of page 2, it says through December 31st, 2022.
It's a 2-year contract.
Okay.
So typically, this is an annual contract. When it went through, I think it was Public Works Committee a week or two ago, there was discussions on trying like these regular recurring contracts instead of having the annual to get them for multi years. And so they settled on a 2-year contract. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the same for the 35,000 each year.
Okay.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the record of activities for New York State Local Retirement System. We do this for all elected officials. There was a time when you did not have to report to the state retirement system typical amount of time spent in your capacity as an elected official. That changed several years ago and requires municipalities at every level to establish, based on reporting from the elected official, their official record of activity. So we have to do that this evening for Council Member Dan Tassel, and we have a resolution that's been prepared. Essentially, it says that be it resolved that the town will report the following days per month to New York State Local Employee Retirement System based on the record of activities maintained and submitted by those officials to the clerk of the body. Councilmember Dan Tassel has provided that information to the clerk with the standard workday being 7 hours for the term 8/14/2020 through 12/31/2021. With the number of days slash months based on record activities at 4.75.
That's actually, I made an error with that. The standard work day for council members is 6 hours. That should say six not
hours,
seven.
Sorry.
I apologize. My mistake.
Everything else is the same?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody would like to move that?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that the council member in Hassel is abstaining on the vote. So that is approved. Item 9, Recreation Department. We have a request from the regulator in relation to posting an advertisement for publication in the official newspapers for the town of Moreau. In relation to lifeguards and supervising lifeguards and seasonal park laborers. Actually, I don't know if you need town board approval, but we can do it anyway. He's looking for an ad to be placed in the Chronicle only for a period of 2 weeks. Cost of running 2 column by 2 inch ad in the Chronicle is only $60 per week, so he's looking for authority to spend $120. If after 2 weeks there's not been significant response to our ads, then he will return to the board for to request additional advertising. I do have a question. Because we have designated two official newspapers, I don't think we can pick and choose, can we?
This isn't really an official announcement. This is an advertisement that we
have. Okay, so then we don't have to worry about
right.
It. All right. So would somebody like to move that?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And item 10, I have listed as a server firewall licensing agreement. We have a quote. Well, let me back up. So when we did the update to our server, it was a new server, right?
These are firewalls. It was done as part of a project at the end of 2019.
Right. So when that project was conducted, the first year for the licensing agreement was included in the cost of that service. And so now we have the option to renew that licensing agreement for an additional year or at a reduced rate for 3 years. The 1 year renewal rate would be $1,264.89. If we were to go with option two, which is the 3 year renewal, the cost would be $2,316.60. So you would recognize a significant savings if we did over 3 years versus 1 year. So my recommendation would be to go with the 3 year option on that. And this would be with. Should be with StoreTech Queensbury, New York, and we currently have, this will come out of account 1620.401, which currently has a balance of $50,083.27 as of January 31st.
Just one piece of clarity, it's actually three firewalls, one for rec, one for highway, and then the main one here in town.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Glad. Skip over that.
That one price covered them all.
Yeah. Well, each one of our license on the price of the same.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
No abstention on Council Member Van Zandt. Just a couple of supervisor items. I received an official letter from the United States Department of the Interior in relation to Vance Cottage, dated February 2021. This is from Sherry Freer, Chief of the National Registry of Historic Places and the National Historic Landmarks Program. It says, greetings, and pleased to inform you that the Secretary of the Interior on January 13, 2021, designated Vance Cottage in Wilton, New York, a National Historic Landmark in recognition of the property's national significance in the history of the United States. The Historic Sites Act of 1935 authorized the Secretary of the Interior to identify and recognize nationally significant places that best represent the American experience. Landmark designation recognizes and encourages the preservation of places that have exceptional value for commemorating or illustrating the history of the United States for the inspiration and benefit of all Americans. The Secretary of the Interior designates National Historic Landmarks only after careful study by the National Park Service, extensive opportunities for public involvement, and review and recommendation of the National Park System Advisory Board in accordance with the National Historic Landmark criteria set forth in 36 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 65. National Historic Landmarks are listed in the National Register of Historic Places, making them eligible for safeguards and benefits provided by the National Historic Preservation Act of 1966 and other federal laws protecting historic properties. We are delighted to enroll the Grant Cottage as a National Historic Landmark designation that reflects the recognition of this property as an irreplaceable part of our nation's heritage. So this is actually fantastic news, as the board is aware. The town of Monroe and the town of Wilton have consistently financially supported Grant's Cottage, which is located in town of Monroe. And it's been a challenge to meet the needs of the cottage, which was where President Grant spent his final 7 weeks writing his memoirs. And there's a lot of upkeep that needs to be done to keep that site presentable to the public. I had the good fortune with meeting there a couple years ago, Senator Schumer. At that time, he announced that he was working toward this designation. I know that Congresswoman Stefanik has also been involved in it. And it was a joint effort on everybody's part. The fantastic news is because of this designation, this will open up that site to millions of dollars in federal assistance. And that's just fantastic. So, yeah, it's great. So that's awesome. Just want to give a shout out to the Monroe Emergency Squad for their help on Saturday, January 30th. The county had received a limited supply of COVID vaccine that, per the governor's Department of Health directive, could only be used for seniors. There wasn't a lot, it was like 300 doses countywide. And there was a determination on the part of County Public Health and the Board of Supervisors that we would use that, the majority of that, to vaccinate seniors 75 and older who could not get out of their homes. And so the conduit for that was the Monroe Emergency Squad. They took care of 28 of our residents in the town of Monroe and town of Northumberland that otherwise would not have been able to receive those vaccinations. So I just want to give a shout out to them, the work that they do in protecting public health and safety and partnering with the county public health department. Just an update, as the board knows, we're in the process of purchasing additional almost 50 acres contiguous land to Monroe Rec. And prior to moving forward with that, the board authorized a survey take place. I received a notification today. I think it was there yesterday. That field work has begun, and they expect to have it completed by late next week. And I'll have a map available soon after that. So hopefully there'll be no more delay on that, and we can move forward with closing on that
part. Great. Sounds like we're very interested in having breakfast quickly there.
And that's all I have for supervisor items. Committee reports. Any committee reports?
How about
building and grounds?
Building and grounds. There was an issue with the generator earlier this year. There was a mark on an offload cool that has been serviced. While servicing it, they discovered that the block cable was bad. That's been replaced and repaired.
Is that hardware in the block cable?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's a plug-in, but I think there's an outlet out there.
Okay. Because if it comes out on that, so trying to crank this kind of weather.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah.
But
I think
it's starting to get better there.
Good.
The outlet's been fixed here, but it turns out there's nothing here. But I already know what I'd like to hear about that. A couple of the faucets in here, the back this room and back here for the portal. Apparently they've never had hot water, or historically have not had hot water in any of the faucets. Peter's got a morning. He replaced one of the faucets with one that he found in the basement. That seems to be working. I had one. He was able to adjust it and get a hot water bill.
Great.
There was something else. Thinking about recreation and the park. We're moving off of other grounds. Recreation park. Apparently, we've been getting calls about pavilion use, and we need to be thinking about how we're going to handle that this year. Knowing that the numbers are coming down for COVID, I'd like to see phase being used, but maybe with some stipulations and limiting the number of number of people that can be gathering. But we're still working on that.
Okay.
I think that's all I've got for right now. There's plenty of things that they've been working on, but those were a couple of things I thought we needed to address.
Good, thank you. Any other committee reports?
I'm not sure if it falls under a committee report because we haven't talked about it, but I didn't know if we have made any further steps to take a look at that IMA with the village and the water agreement. I know it's overdue at this point in time, so we have to work at getting that up to date for next going forward, I guess.
Who's on the line?
That would be me and Mr. Fantastic.
So, why don't you start by looking to see if we receive payment?
Okay.
As part of the agreement initially.
Okay.
And then we can go from there.
Sounds good. I'll get back to you on that. I don't know, Mr. Fantastic, you want to talk about the meeting you had with Ms. Bittner and patient working in the service?
We had a good session with my servant. They were actually quite appreciative of us being willing to work with them, and they continue to work with other entities around the state. So they shared some additional perspectives that we didn't think of, that Carlos in the process of putting into a document and share with the entire board. This is on the draft so long. They had some recommendations that we'll be bringing back to the board for consideration based on their feedback as well as what you started to hear from the other boards. Okay. They were actually impressed, I think would be a fair statement. They thought we had done a good job to that point where we're at now. And the only recommendation they had was for us to work hard keeping it simple, because in there, we have a lot of things that tended to overlap with the existing code, whether they be zoning or other codes within the town. So those were valid points to make it more manageable. So we're anxious to see her summary document, and then we'll bring it back to the entire board, and they'll help us through the process.
Yeah, I received, I did talk with Carl on that, who gave the update on the meeting, and it's one of the things I was very impressed with is that the New York State Energy Research Development Authority is actually honing in on what we're doing here in the town of Moreau to be the benchmark to be used statewide. So I thought that was an indication of how much time, effort, and the direction we're going in. So great news. I know there'll be more conversations on that. And I think Carla provided an update to the board earlier this afternoon. I
had a chance to read it.
So that should be in everybody's email.
Yeah, I mean, just read it. I didn't think today's email.
We, in that update, she's received some feedback from planning and planning board members. I don't know if she received it from the zoning board, but.
Yeah, her from zoning, yeah, her from planning. I guess planning is very busy, so I don't expect
to
be on there again soon. It's all about.
Yeah. And the important thing is it'll be the planning board that, will be providing the most input anyway with zoning. So we'll look forward to that. Any other committee report?
I don't know if it's a committee report per se, but I was thinking, we were talking about beefing up the building department as far as the building inspector and stuff, and the cost of certainly the consideration, as far as hiring somebody for the time. And I went actually on, after you mentioned the Clifton Park piece, I got on the line and we are lower than low. I was wondering if we, for the board to maybe set up a committee to look at what it would take to raise our fees, to get us to beef up our budget so that we'll go forward and maybe look at the. The thing is, our town is exploding. It's exploding. The number of houses going up in the planning board, like Melvin said, it's going crazy. They got so much stuff going on. We're going to have that sewer coming in. We're going to have explosion over there, too. And I'd rather see us get it beefed up, get ready, and be proactive. So I'd be willing to be on that committee. Somebody else want to work with me and get some numbers and crunch some numbers. Work with the building department and the Jeffrey and stuff and see, what we have to do to get where we have to be. So, anybody?
Yeah, very good points. It's something that, we wanted to take a look at for some time. There's two ways we can do it. We can, either have a subcommittee formed to start work on it, or we can collectively all work on it through workshops. Whatever anybody's preference is.
I'll take with our email. I think we received an informal submission from one of our planning board members.
Yes, we did.
Maybe about a year ago, about this exact thing. And, our fees were too low, and I think she may have sent it to you or to the vet with you about it. So we might have it somewhere, just someone who has some of that knowledge on how to, where we could be. We might be in our emails right now, so I'll take a look back through and see what I have.
All right, we'll get to it. I don't think you were on board then when we got that.
Not sure. So if I find it,
everybody takes a look at it. If anybody wants to, reach out to, some select municipalities that are in line with us. I mean, we're fifth or sixth largest town in the county, so that means you're looking at Milton, Clifton Park, Half Moon, Malta, any of those.
I guess we're in Clifton Park, and ours are way up.
They, of course, they have a lot of staff up front, too. But, our building department used to have a building inspector and assistant building inspector. And we have not had that position filled for a while. We did have a part-time code enforcement officer that we've run. We haven't received any interest in that position. But, one of the ways that we can look to bring on another full-time assistant building inspector, which I think is needed, which will help the code enforcement and cover for, the building inspector, is to come up with ways, creative ways where that department can come its way. So, all for it. Anything else in the committee? If not, I don't think the executive session is there any other business.
I have two things. Where are we with the Erie litigation?
I'm sorry.
With Erie?
There's a court date, right? With the Article 7 for Erie?
I don't know.
I think it's summer, in the summer.
Oh, okay.
I guess the courts are a mess right now, daily.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I'll
send an email out. Okay, great. That'd be great. Okay. Right. And one other thing I had was when the fire department was here, they were going to give you more information about why you needed upfront money instead of cash. Did they get back to you anything?
I haven't received any.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I have the contract prepared, ready to make the first payment if they want to sign it, but there's been no communication. So I don't know if anybody wants to.
On the fire company liaison, I can reach out to Greg Henny and see where they're at with it.
Okay.
Because I think they've got all the framework up to pay their bills on the front end, but I think we should go to the weekend to help them out. But I'd like to see what the issues are. That's all.
Yeah, good.
I was going to say back when we did the budget, but I think it was my first year that they came in and they were asking for that upfront payment. And it was because they actually used the money and invested it to be able to do more things with the money. They didn't indicate that they were having those payments right up front, but the schedule throughout the year, but they were hoping to use the money up front to invest it.
I'm
If they just want to sign a contract, we're ready to go with that.
Yeah, we said we're back to him. Yes.
Any other business? If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tom. Good to see you.